1200, 1460, Wink News.
I'm Jim McLaughlin. Welcome back to today's edition of Power Players, a half-hour conversation with some of our more notable members of our Southwest Florida community. And today we're talking all about books and the importance of reading with Karen Clausen, Executive Director of the K is for Kids program in Collier County. And Karen, your whole mission is to get books into the hands of kids and open their minds and expand their horizons. And you have a number of interesting programs. You mentioned one briefly when you were running through some of your some of the programs you have. Bring a book, bring a friend book, and you call them fundraisers, not fund as in money, but fundraisers. So explain how you make this whole program fun for the kids so that they grab a hold of it and take interest.
Well, you know, we do call it fundraisers because when you use your creativity and your natural talents and spirit, your passion, whether it's baking cakes on our teen advisory team, we coach the kids, whatever their talent is, that talent can be put forth to the good of the community. We have a cake baker. We turned three. K is for Kids Foundation turns 3 years old in February of 2011. That's the same month that we celebrate our Bring a Book, Bring a Friend for Children's Literacy Month. Mayor Bill Barnett will be proclaiming that month, as well as the Collier County Commissioners. And what we do is we ask people to bring books in. There's Starbucks of Collier County does a book drop-off. We have companies doing employee book drives. Arthrex is doing one for us. There's retailers, hairdressers, people opening up their home and doing a Bring a Book fundraiser. Now, listen how simple this is. Have a party. You're going to have some holiday parties. This is what Naples is all about, the high season. When you have a gathering, ask people, bring a book for a child. It can be gently used. Bring a classic that you loved as a child yourself. What a simple way. Every drop fills the well. And as we said earlier, one book can be read by dozens or even 100 children when placed into a shared reading environment. So the Bring a Book, Bring a Friend fundraisers grew into a whole literacy month for children, benefiting children. We celebrate friends and books while we're benefiting thousands of children.
And you have some help this year in the person of the soon-to-be First Lady of the state of Florida, Ann Scott, from Naples. Her husband, Rick, is going to be sworn in as governor tomorrow. And her first, I guess, official act last week was to tell everybody, when you come to one of the many inauguration parties this year that are taking place starting today, I guess there were some over the weekend, but particularly today and tomorrow, when you come to the inauguration party, open houses and so forth, bring a book. She's very big on reading and providing books for kids, especially economically distressed families that might be going through some tough times. And we know there are lots of families who have never been in this position before that are trying to work their way out of this right now. But from the highest office in the state, the emphasis is along the lines of what you're talking about, is getting books into the hands of kids. Now, I have one thing that struck me as you're talking is the need for books in both school and community libraries, particularly in the school libraries. I'm kind of, I guess, in a bit of disbelief that the schools don't have enough money to buy enough books. Can you explain why public schools need more books donated from the public?
Yes, and first let me go back to Ann Scott. Ann Scott was our biggest donor in our first year, so she really helped us when we launched in October of 2008, and when the worst economic news to hit the United States of America. She was our biggest benefactor, and thanks to her, we were able to take our grant recipients of shopping along what I call Booksellers Row. We did Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, and as well as Borders. And going to the school libraries, when I was in the school library filing books, what I saw was, you're going to have 1,000 kids. Say, for instance, Laurel Oak Elementary School was 800 and went to the biggest elementary school in Collier County to 1,200. Now, these kids are coming in, and they all have their special books that they need for resource and information resources. We all know that it gives kids the extra cutting edge. School libraries, this year I'm not even sure if they have a formal budget, but they have so many different responsibilities back from when most of us were walking in the doors of our school library. So not only do they have sometimes very large student populations, K, kindergarten through fifth grade, sixth grade, that's six different reading levels. Some of them are going to be below. Some of them are going to be reading at high school level. You have so many different interests, and you want to grab their interest. They come in, they see a cool book. They read a graphic novel in George Washington where it comes alive in illustrations that are up to date. They see the latest science technology. This is like a commodity that needs to be replenished and replaced. It gets outdated very quickly in today's information age. So they have a lot of things and responsibilities that they have to perform. They have usually a TV morning show. They may have a radio show. They have all the computers. There are so many things underneath the umbrella of a school library these days. So we don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul. We want the front line of education, the taxpaying dollars that we're giving, we want that to continue to remain in the classroom with technology in front of their teacher. And yes, they do have money for their school libraries, but you can never have too many books. And when that child comes in, whether he's into sports, whether he has to write a research paper, we want to make sure he has cutting edge, the finest resources, and that all children throughout the county have that. So you can never have too many books. And if you walk in, sometimes you'll find in some of those sections, maybe they've been ignored for a little bit too long. They might be a little tattered around the edges. I do tell this story. Back when my son was at Laurel Oak Elementary School, we brought home a book about jet fighters and airplanes. And we were looking through and my husband looked at some of the pictures. He goes, well, that plane didn't take off. Well, that one was scrapped. Well, yeah, when was this book written? It was written 20 years before. Still a fascinating read, but outdated. So it is a wonderful way for the community to enrich and invest in today's youth by donating a book.
Do you find that in general kids are reading more today, or are they too caught up in all the high tech texting, video games, and that sort of thing?
They will read. You give them exciting books, and they will read. They will grasp a book and take a book and huddle over it as they will, whether it's on an ebook or we're ready to embrace that also. But I don't think the hardcover will ever go away. And yes, put those exciting books out there for them. They will. They will pick it up. First of all, they have to in school. And our teen advisory team, one of the things that they want to tell the children, they were interviewed at the Naples Daily News, and they said, look, kids, read as much as you can. Read the fun stuff, the pleasure reading, while you can when you're in the younger grades, because when you get older, you won't have time to read, and you're going to be handling tougher text and content. And I love how the teens are reaching out to the younger children to encourage them. We have a teen summit coming up January 15th, this is just a week away, a week and a half away, and it's where our teen advisory team meets and invites other teens from high schools around Collier County to come, and we film a public service announcement or a PSA. At all of our teen advisory team meetings, we offer them guest speakers to talk to them about reaching their goals. Again, going back to literacy and leadership, it's all about communicating, as you mentioned earlier, Jim. It's about expressing your ideas, reaching your goals, and living the life that you want and the level of success that you want. So that is January 15th, and we do invite all Collier County teens to apply. We would like representatives from every high school, public or private. And also in February, we launch for middle school students an art contest called Power of the Word. Again, communicating, talking about the impact of words on our society.
All right, Karen, we have about a minute left. Let's talk a little bit more about the Teen Summit coming up on January 15th. You kind of brushed over, you're putting together a public service announcement. You're not just putting it together. These kids are getting in neck deep into this public service announcement. Tell us what they're going to do. We only have a couple of seconds left.
Well, first of all, it's important for us to have them speak in their voice, why they're there, why they think it's important, whether it's anecdotal or a testimony, why younger kids should listen and why the community should join our cause.
So
will be doing the script writing, working behind the scenes. They will also be signing up for activities throughout the Bring a Book, Bring a Friend for Children's Literacy Month. And this is going to be at In Trouble Zone Productions, which is also Southwest Florida Charity TV, and our other sponsors, WebsiteDesignBy.com. Again, all about communicating the need for more books and the for children to read more.
All right, Karen Clausen of K is for Kids program in Collier County, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with us today.
Big hugs to you, Jim. We miss seeing you.
All right, thanks
a
lot.
It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you, and thank all of you for listening to this edition of Power Players. I'm Jim McLaughlin, 1200-1460 Wink News Radio, the news voice of Southwest Florida.